Chicago Blackhawks restart their season tonight as they hit the ice here in Columbus, hoping to extend their point streak to four games. But the playoff ambitious Blue Jackets see this game as one they need to win, and they should win to keep up their postseason hopes and keep them alive. A dream that the Hawks would like to see turn into a nightmare. As you can hear by those puck sounds, we're underway here in Columbus. Now from the slot, there's a shot by Johnson. He scores! Kent Johnson, the Michigan product, took a handoff from the far side of the rink and fired a hard wrist shot low and under the glove of Peter Mrazek. And the Blue Jackets take a 1-0 lead. Jackets get the puck back, and then Severson misfires. This goes across the rink and down into the Blue Jacket zone. Merzlikens clears to center ice. Craig Smith took it away from the benches and fires. And Merzlikens makes a spectacular save. 10 feet out in front of his crease, he jumped up into the air. And with his catching glove, he's able to knock that one down to the ice. You'll see this on the highlight reels, folks. What a save. We may get a scrap. Nick Foligno is going to have at it. Oh, he drops the gloves with Labate and just pounding him with the right hands. And Labate goes down underneath Foligno. Nick Foligno, and I can't blame him. He took exception to the hit. Labate put a hit on him along the far glass. A little bit of a gray area, in my opinion. Nick went down and just responded the way he knew how. So a spirited scrap there with Foligno, and the kid that I was speaking about making his Blue Jackets debut, Joseph Labate. Here's a shot from the high slot. Johnson scores, second time in the game. Power play goal, and the Blue Jackets lead 2-0. For Johnson, that's his second of the game, 19th overall. The goal at 1:12 of period number two. That comes on a Blue Jacket power play, so 2-0 in favor of Columbus. There's Vlasic with a shot. They score! From the high slot, Alex Vlasic let it rip. The puck looked like it deflected in front of the Blue Jacket net. And in behind Merzlikens, they've taken the replay away from us here in the booth. So I'm going to have to just leave it as Vlasic's goal. The goal at 4:53 of period number two. Brody shot it around at the left wing side. Donato went to play. The puck had the stick knocked out of his hands. Meanwhile, the other way, here's a shot from Matejczuk. They score. Well, Devin Matejczuk, that's his second goal on the season. He took a handoff and rolled into the Hawk zone and didn't hesitate. Fired a shot from the high slot area, and it beats Peter Mrazek. It's now 3-1 in favor of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Kurashev, top of the right wing circle with 6:20 on the clock. Leaving it there, Del Mastro will fire. That deflects toward the net, but ends up stopped in front. And Werenski's got a breakaway. Zach Werenski through center over the hot line down the slot will shoot and score. Making a goal and two assists for Zach Werenski here tonight. It's Columbus 4 and the Hawks 1. Voronkov into the Hawk zone along the left wing boards. He pushes Brody down to the ice, takes the puck away. Voronkov from the corner, put it behind the net. Marchenko put it to the top of the crease. A shot there from Fantilli. He scores. It's now 5-1 in favor of Columbus. Mastro passing ahead now. Nick Foligno, the former Blue Jacket captain of 6 years, into the Blue Jacket zone, down the right wing, drops the shoulder, barrels to the net, got a one-handed shot away, turned out of there by Merzlikens. 4 seconds on the clock. Mikheyev slings the puck across the rink. It's picked off by Olivier, and the horn sounds, ending the hockey game, and somewhat mercifully for the Hawks. Peter Mrazek in goal for the Hawks, faced 21 shots. Five of those shots beat him. He didn't get a lot of support at times from his teammates and unfortunately suffers the loss. And the Blackhawks drop a 5-1 decision here in Columbus.